So I'm at the gym yesterday, right? I'm at the gym, and I go 2-3 times a week. You know, I feel great, and I'm feeling the best I probably have in years. My resting heart rate is 57. My blood pressure is like 120 over 75. Absolutely fabulous, right? So I stop by talking to this guy for a moment or two. Say again. What was that? Thinking about it. And they think they should share my social security number. Anyhow, so I'm at the gym. You guys hush. I got things to do here. So I'm at the gym talking to this guy, right? And I turn to leave, and there's a bench there that, you know, you sit down and tie your shoes. But I tumble over this bench, try to catch my balance. Next thing, I'm sprawled in the middle of the gym, and all these people are looking at me. These guys are like, that's his problem. You know, is he drinking this early? And I'm thinking, no. Anyhow, I'm good. I brush myself off, go walking out the door. And I realize that my left knee is screaming. I totally hyperextended my knee, tore it up. I'm hobbling around today. Ivy's like, what are you, a mess? I said, how long have you known me? And she said, well, that's a fair point you make at any rate. So, golly, you do the right thing. You talk to a nice guy, and you have a nice little conversation. You turn, you fall over a bench and, you know, destroy your knee at the gym when you're otherwise feeling great. Anyhow, here's a random trivia question for you on this Friday. Why is CNN in the toilet when it comes to ratings? Honestly, why is... Well, here's... let me give you an example, maybe why. Let me give you something to consider. Let me give you Brian Stelter of CNN, the roundish, angry little man who just last year was fawning over Michael Avenatti and his ridiculous notion that Avenatti would run for president. You remember all this when CNN and MSNBC had Avenatti on pretty much every hour on the hour talking trash about the president and, you know, putting him out there all the time. And Stelter's takeaway is, well, gosh, you're on TV so much, you must be a legitimate candidate for president. I can't make this up. Here's the fat little guy, you know, pushing him out in front of the camera all the time, saying, well, you're in front of the camera all the time, you must be presidential material. Listen to this. It's bite number three. Go.
I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know if it's a good thing that star power and TV savvy is required for the job. But I think it is. And by the way, I think President Obama also had a lot of TV star power, and that helped him pre-Trump. But Trump is more evidence of this. And looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
So just think about that. I'm putting you on cable news all the time. And one of the reasons I'm taking you seriously is because you're on cable news all the time, thanks to me. Brian, fragile ego, little self-inflated opinion of yourself. Yeah, you're on cable news so often that you must be credible. So I'm putting you on cable news all the time. Avenatti, as you know, facing multiple criminal and civil attacks because of allegations that he stole money from a paraplegic, allegations that he defrauded Stormy Daniels, allegations that he took millions of dollars and bought himself an airplane as opposed to putting that money into trust where it belongs. Michael Avenatti, by all, you know, recent measurements, seems to be a scumbag, which is why he would fall in good company with Brian Stelter, it seems to me. Maybe they're, you know, fast friends. You know, birds of a feather, as they say, tend to flock together. A little bit of serious news now, heading toward the southern border. Kevin McAleenan is the acting DHS secretary. He says they need a lot more funding on the southern border. And if they don't get it, there's going to be real trouble in the future because the number of people coming across every single day they have trouble. And I want to go to some of the things he said on Capitol Hill just yesterday because there's funding debates going on right now about how much money should be sent to the border, how much can be used for detention centers, for taking care of the migrants that end up here, making sure the border is secure, all of these things. And the Democrats don't seem to want to fund the necessities for the DHS acting secretary. Let's go to bite number one.
Given the scale of what we're facing, we'll exhaust our resources before the end of this fiscal year, which is why the administration sent a supplemental funding request to the Congress over 3 weeks ago. In addition to the $3 billion in that request for Health and Human Services to care for unaccompanied children, the request includes $1.1 billion for the Department of Homeland Security and would provide $391 million for humanitarian assistance, including temporary migrant processing facilities at the southwest border, $530 million for border operations to include our surge personnel expenses and increased transportation and detention costs, and $178 million for operations and support costs, including pay and retention incentives for our operational personnel, as well as upgrading our IT systems. The supplemental request is critical, but unless Congress addresses the pull factors, namely our vulnerable legal framework for immigration, children will continue to be put at risk for during a dangerous journey to our border. Without these authorities and resources, the situation will remain untenable, and while DHS will continue to do all it can to manage this crisis in an operationally effective, humane, safe, and secure manner, every day that Congress does not act puts more lives at risk and increases the burden on the system.
That sounds like a serious problem to me. That sounds like an actual crisis. So when the Democrats try to say this is a manufactured crisis, it's not real. Reflect on the words of Kevin McAleenan. He's pretty straightforward, pretty sober guy, pretty serious guy when it comes to these things. And he says, no matter what you're told at this point, trust me, this is not like anything we've seen previously. Let's go to bite number two with the acting secretary.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ranking Member, I've been doing this for a long time. This is the third time I've been in a leadership role during a migration surge at the border of families and children, both in 2014 and 2016 at the end of the last administration. We have more than doubled those two crises combined in the first 7 months of this year, and we are still in the middle of that effort. We're doing everything we can to address it, as you'll see as you go down to the border again today.
And as we talk about this, we will be going south in just a few minutes. Ben Burquam will be here on the program talking about his experiences, his personal experiences on the southern border, what he has seen with his own two eyes. We'll take you straight to Texas here in just a few minutes. I'm going to get this jacket off because it's hot in the studio today. And then we're going to go to the southern border with Ben Burquam. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.